Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Gillette City Council approves easement change, advances nuisance rules, and fee updates. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Gillette City Council approved several ordinances during its April 7th meeting. On a 6-1 vote, the council advanced updates to the city's nuisance code on first reading. The changes lower the grass and weed height limit from 12 inches to 10 inches and expand the definition of inoperable vehicles to include those with broken windows or multiple flat tires. The proposal also tightens enforcement timelines and increases fines, with repeat violations potentially reaching up to $750. Some council members raised concerns about unintended impacts, including on residents who may not be able to afford repairs. City staff say the rules are compliant-driven and aimed at addressing safety issues like fire risk and pests. In a separate 5-2 vote, the council approved moving several city fee schedules out of code and into resolutions, a move staff say will make updates easier. The change comes as the city considers phased fee increases to recover more costs over time. Councilmember Jim West again opposed the measure, citing concerns over transparency and future fee limits. Governor Gordon apologizes after heated exchange with Secretary of State. Governor Mark Gordon is apologizing after a heated exchange with Secretary of State Chuck Gray during a recent state board meeting. According to the Wyoming Tribune Eagle, Gordon opened Wednesday's State Building Commission meeting by issuing a formal apology for telling Gray to shut up during last week's State Loan and Investment Board meeting, calling his choice of words inappropriate and extending the apology to both Gray and the people of Wyoming. Gray accepted, saying he values respect and calm debate. With tensions eased, the commission moved forward with several key items, including new rules banning campaign fundraising activity in state-owned buildings following controversy at the Capitol during this year's legislative session. The board also advanced a proposed ban on most drone use over Capitol complex, with exceptions for government operations. In Lander, the commission approved more than $700,000 for upgrades at the Wyoming Life Resource Center to prevent potential system failures that could impact vulnerable residents. Officials also addressed infrastructure funding, historic preservation projects, and repairs following a winter flood at the Capitol. The commission's next meeting is scheduled for July. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.